We begin in China. Until 2019, China detained nearly 3 million Uyghurs in modern concentration camps. Many were reportedly released following international outcry. However, Bob Vu, a contact with Voice of the Martyrs Canada, says,
according to one report, there are over 16,000 are still in the camps.
Some Uyghurs became believers through foreign missionaries, who were later deported from China. This left Uyghur Christians vulnerable, first to the Communist Party for their ethnicity and faith.
Secondly, those Uyghur Christians also faced their own people.
Referring to Muslim Uyghurs who rejected their conversion, Pastor Almuzhang Yamidi spent 15 years in prison and remains under house arrest. Another believer was released but resentenced to 12 more years within days. To learn more, visit missionnews.org. Next, a Prisoners for Christ mission trip in Uganda aimed to share the gospel with unreached inmates. Greg Von Tobel with Prisoners for Christ said it was a great time of revival.
We did 13 prison services in 9 different institutions. We had close to 5,500 inmates in front of us in that time frame that we were on the ground in Uganda. And out of that, over 570 inmates came to know Jesus for the very first time.
The ministry provided new eye clinics to inmates, staff, and guards. The organization hopes this can be a next step to reaching inmates in closed countries. Please pray for people to serve with Prisoners for Christ and for resources to meet their goal of doubling their work. Learn more on our website, missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.